Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. What a track that was. I do love that track. Billy and Maxley, Maxine Ashley. Now, talking about Ashley, we have Ashley in the studio. Hello.
Hello, Essex.
Hello, Essex. Yes, is it your first time to Essex?
It's not. It's kind of nice to be back in Brentwood, actually. We've had quite a few things happening here recently. We had a little show and shot a video in Brentwood not so long ago as well.
Oh, cool. Because you're from South London, aren't you?
South East, yeah.
South London. Football team?
No, my guitarist Matt, though, he's a football head. So he'll probably have to tell you a few more football things than me. Leighton Orient, apparently.
Well, do you know, around Brentwood, because they'll all be West Ham, so Leighton Orient. Yeah. But the chap that runs that, he comes in quite a bit on the studio, Leighton Orient. So Barry Earn comes in on breakfast show quite a bit. So with Joe Box. So,
hi, Barry.
And he lives in Brentwood, local boy. So they are a little link there for Leighton Orient. Now, Ashley, it's two Ashleys in one name, but they're not spelled the same. Is that his stage name or is that your actual name?
That's my actual name. It's thanks to my mum, who's absolutely beautiful. And I asked her why the other day because I only had a stock answer for it. And she said apparently it looks pretty. So she likes the name Ashley. It's a family name. And she didn't have any boys at the time, so she wanted to kind of carry the family name through as well.
So you wanted two girls' names in one name.
Well, there you go. She called me Ashley after the family, and obviously my surname's Ashley.
It works with your name. It wouldn't work with my name, Tony, would it? It would just be like stupid, wouldn't it?
Oh, Tony.
Well, so you've been to Brentwood before, you know all about the TOWIE thing, and what's been, do you watch it?
I don't watch it myself, but I live in Plumstead, and we've got a shop in Plumstead called The Only Way is Plumstead, so there's a little bit of a rival.
They don't sell
there.
Plums,
I'll tweet that to you.
Well, for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre, as they call it?
It's kind of a mishmash of a few things, but predominantly it's sort of like electro pop, electro R&B, alternative R&B, a lot of storytelling, and you know, it's all quite narrative and easy listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell us about your musical journey, because what made you jump into the music industry? And I ask this question to everyone, because nowadays it's so hard to get into. It's a little bit of luck, and I know you have to enjoy music as well, but what made you start that off? Was it when you was kids?
No, actually, I was a bit of a late starter when it comes to music. I only really started, I've always written, I've written poetry, and I've always kind of sung, but it wasn't until I was in my early 20s, so I was like 21, that I actually started, you know, playing music live and got over the nerves and got on stage, and it's addictive. It's so addictive, you know, the thrill of going on stage and interacting with a crowd and capturing people's imagination, just, you know, just for that half an hour or an hour that you're on stage. It's something that, it's magical, you know, it's addictive. So I keep on coming back to it, and luckily it's been a great year, you know, shot a couple of music videos, released an EP, played Ronnie Scott's and Jazz Cafe.
And the EP, because your forthcoming EP, your debut EP is Criminal Angel. This is what I've got on it. It's a 21st century update of classic big band sounds.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, a lot of the songs on the EP, we've got horn sections in there, we've got strings, but it's not the kind of big band that you'd expect to hear. You know, it's got some really electronic beats in there as well. So it's quite a playful EP in that sense. The lead track was actually inspired by a James Bond soundtrack. You know?
Yeah, I've got that here. This is what I've got here. This is off your Facebook page. Well, you've got a website as well. We'll talk about that in a sec.
Yeah.
But it says here you play an analogue. I love your word, isn't it? An analogue of... You couldn't play digital, could you? An analogue of a Bond girl role in the title track and venture through a variety of genres and textures over the following five original compositions. Plenty of hooks, intelligent melodies, and understanding of negative space make the record a gripping debut. Is it available now?
It is. It's out on iTunes, and I think I'd just like to take this opportunity to say massive thank you to Riffioso, who produced the EP. Fantastic producer who's really like up on his big band synthy sounds, and he's been a massive support for the project and previous to the project and for the future project. You can get the EP on iTunes. It's on Spotify.
So that's easy to get hold of.
Definitely, very easy, and it's had some amazing feedback. We've played it in some amazing places, and it's got a lot of life in it left, I think.
Okay, and I've listened to it. I've also seen some of the videos. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. You're going to do a live track for us in the studio. What track are you going to do first?
It's the first track on the EP. This song's called Silver, and it's a testament to, you know, kind of coming of age, and I think everyone can identify with the message in this song.
Okay, when you're ready, take it away.
Thank you. This is Silver. Stuck in a rut, and you don't know how you got there. Feels like you're in a rush to find a place that really cares. Taken for granted, and everybody sees they've caged a bird who just longs to be free, to fly and shake her cares away, to soar, head in the clouds for one more day, to breathe and realize what is meant to be. Oh, ooh, swallow your pride, the streets have made you bold. Don't want free silver, 'cause your heart is made of gold. Don't fear the hunter, even he is not as bold to shoot you down, to do down, 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 to shoot you down. Yay, yay, hey, yay, oh, oh, oh. You take the plunge, it's up to them from there. No safety for you now, you're gonna feel if you don't hear. We'll test the pretenders, take the rough with the smooth, 'cause you were a songbird, you're still living high altitudes. You fly and fight another day, and so even he is not as bold to shoot you down, to the down, to down, to down. Oh, swallow your pride, the streets have made you bold. Don't worry, silver, 'cause your heart is made of gold. Don't fear the hunter, even he is not as bold to shoot you down.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
And we'll be right back after this.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Hi, you're Mikey here. I just thought I'd pop in and tell you about Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. I'm here from 3 until 6 every weekday afternoon. We do the travel news every quarter past and quarter to. We've got the What's On guide. We've got loads of stuff. Headlines, news at the top of the hour. So that's Mikey Porter, Phoenix FM, Drive Time with St Francis Hospice. Proud of the past and dedicated to the future.
Yeah, I'll be at Mikey on Drive for weekdays, Monday to Friday. Now, welcome back, Ashley. Fantastic.
Hello.
I really love that.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And I must say, your voice is beautiful.
Oh, babe.
Really, really, really good. And it sounded fantastic live in the studio. I hope everyone out there has got the feeling how warmth it was. It was really, really, you got a lovely, lovely tone to your voice.
Thank
now,
you.
We're going to be doing a production version soon, aren't we?
Yeah, Criminal Angel, the title track from the EP, the next music video that's coming out.
You've got, is it the 5 tracks you got on the EP?
It just, is.
How did you make it? Do you have a cut of that? Was it something you had to whittle down? Was you fussy? Did you think, I'll put that one in? No, I don't want to put that one in. And got it down to your 5. Why not 8? Well, how did you get to the 5?
Well, an EP is generally about 5 to 6 tracks. Mm-hmm. And we did have a lot of material to work with. But I think these songs are, you know, they're across the spectrum. Silver's, you know, really warm, as you said, and really kind of like soulful. And each of the tracks is soulful in its own right. But there's a story there, you know. And Criminal Angel is kind of, it's all about the good and bad in every man and in every person. And each song kind of takes an element of that, explores love and explores relationships, explores like hate in some cases,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it kind of gives you that whole spectrum. So we felt these were the strongest tracks to kind of relay this idea of duality, and you know, it's all good. I'm a lovely person, but even I have a dark side.
Yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
And everyone out there, I'm sure
everyone
you guys
has a dark side, don't they?
Have a dark side, yeah.
if you could collaborate with someone, who would you be? Who would you like to bring into the act?
I've played with some amazing artists over the last year, people like Vivi Brown and Ayana Wita Johnson, who I played with recently at the Jazz Cafe. She's a massive inspiration to me. I'd love to do some writing with her really soon. Also, Rich Riley, I'm really bad at names.
Well, he's got
2 R's, and he's amazing. And he's actually the guy from Game of Thrones. But he's got a music.
It's massive in the Game of Thrones.
The show is massive, and his music is even more full of life. I'd love to collaborate with him. Seen him live as well. He's ridiculous. The list goes on. You know, I'm always looking to collaborate with, you know, really, really cool artists. So,
yeah.
And I songwrite as well. So I'm hoping to do a bit of a collaboration with this young upcoming artist called Niall Jay, who I played a night with in camp in Portobello 2 days ago, and his voice is it's hot chocolate. It's so gorgeous.
And you've worked with a couple of acts that have been on here, because Mila Falls, Mila.
Yes, Mila.
She's fantastic as well. She's been busy. Every time I see her, she's jetting around the world somewhere.
I'll beat
her doing
amazing
videos and... Oh, I'll tell you.
I think she just shot a new music video recently as well. We're playing with her actually on the 23rd of November.
Yes, I was going to ask you, because you're gigging at the moment. Where can people catch you the coming months?
Upcoming, we have Olympia Park in London. That's going to be with Miller and a few other amazing artists. Producers called Soul Sign are going to be there as well.
Yeah.
Hoping to do some work with them soon. And I'm going away for Christmas, so I'm going to Nicaragua for a holiday.
Oh, wow.
Coming back, and 3 days later, we're doing Kensington Roof Gardens
in
London as
well. Yes, they have so much there. Era just played there easily, and three of them.
I was at that show, mate.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Ace.
Was it good? I was trying to go, but it's a night I normally play myself, so I couldn't go. But all my guests were there, so I was hoping to go. I'd love to get on the show as well.
Oh, what, come down?
Ella Era, yeah, on the show. I'd love to get on the show.
Oh, she's amazing. She's her fire. She's got so much energy, and she silenced the crowd. It's quite a big venue, you know, lots of people. It's quite a tough crowd, but she silenced everybody. And
she's got big hair as well, hasn't she?
Big hair, big voice. You know, she took over that stage. It was a real pleasure to see her perform.
It was great. I enjoyed watching all the Mowells, which was fantastic. It's been a great year for her, but it's going to be a bigger 2015, I think,
I
for
hope
her.
So. I
and
hope
some
so.
Great, actually, some great people coming through this year. Fantastic. A lot of all women as well, apart from Sam Smith, who's probably out there on his own. There's a
got
lot
a bit of
a
girly voice, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he has. Great girly. In fact, he should do one with the buns and the butts, you know what I mean? Probably wouldn't suit his style of genre, but you know, he could do it. We're going to put a production version of this song on now,
yes.
Which we're going to hit play, and hopefully by magic wisdom it should come off We're coming through your phone, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
So tell us
I
about...
I left my USB at home.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. This will work just as well, modern technology. So we're going to put... what track are we going to put on? Tell us about it.
This is Criminal Angel, and it's actually a hybrid. There's two versions of the track on the EP. Yep. There's the original, and there's also a dub version, which is a remix by Splexed, which is actually the original, long story. But this has kind of got a bit of both, so you guys can get a taste of Criminal Angel and a taste of dub.
Okay, hit that play button.
Playing Criminal Angel.
We love that track. That's the production one. So tell us a little bit about that one, because obviously you went in the studio for that.
Yeah, I was in the studio for that. It's actually weird. So the second half of the song, which is the dub crazy side, was actually the original. Mm-hmm. That I wrote with a producer called Splexed, really amazing producer as well. And off the back of that, we kind of got in the studio with Riffioso, who produced us the EP, and we was like, Criminal Angel. This sounds a bit like Bond. And at the time we had Adele had just done the Bond soundtrack, and they're releasing a new Bond movie, and it was like, God, like, we've got to do a Bond version.
Do you like that kind of the big dramatic? Is that
cinematic, really, you know, big band, big feel, like, I love that.
You can see that coming up, the credits or something coming up, or a big action part with a bit where it goes, hey, it's Bondy. Now you've told me about it, I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, I can picture the parts where
weird that you say that, because at Port Bello the other day I came on stage, and one of the audience came up to me and goes, oh my God, I love that song, it's totally reminded me of like a Bond soundtrack. And I was like, oh, I got so excited, because obviously I hadn't told anyone about that, but at the show, but it came across really well. So
talking about screen, you've been on TV, because you've been on Channel 5, must be the music. So
oh my God,
I've tried to find it on YouTube, alas I couldn't, but I didn't have enough time, but next time I will try and get it, so I'll put a little clips on it. So tell us about that.
That was fun. That was years ago now. It was just part of the audition process. I think I had Carmen Electra, Elise Dixon, David Walliams, and Simon Cowell, and I had a chance to sing to them. No, not Simon Cowell, Dizzy Rascal. Oh my God, I'm thinking about the wrong show. Dizzy Rascal. They were like the panel, and it was a really amazing experience.
Dizzy Rascal, fantastic. I love his rapping. He's great, isn't he?
He's a crazy boy, that one. I don't know. Like, I have mixed feelings about, you know, these kind of TV talent shows now, having experienced a few of them, and kind of understanding that there's a massive entertainment factor, you know, and it was lots of fun. And I remember kind of afterwards running up to the podium and giving them all like I made little packs for them all with pictures and a CD and everything, and the feedback was amazing, you know. It was really good fun.
Cool. Do you prefer, like, when you're gigging, do you prefer London gigs? Is it the club scene that you really like to do, or are you happy at doing, you know, like small pubs and, you know, clubs, or is it more festivals? What's your ideal gig, I suppose the question would be?
Well, up until now, we've kind of done a lot of pubs and clubs. Like Matt, who's in the studio with me today, like, we've, last 2 years, we've spent a lot of time doing a lot of small venues, and, you know, it's really intimate, it's really nice. You get to really, you know, communicate with people and interact with the crowd. But as kind of things are developing, we are getting bigger shows and we're playing bigger and better venues. And next year, we're doing a big push for the festivals as well. So nothing to announce as of yet, but fingers crossed. And, you know, we've got a team working with us to kind of get us on the festival circuit, which would be a dream come true.
Mm. And we always forget the people in the background, but old Matt over there is doing all the acoustic work.
Oh, mate.
We'll do another song. I want to tweet out a little picture of him as he's working our
place. We should have a chat with him. He's known as a silent guitarist. I'd love to get him speaking.
let's put his mic up. There you go. He should be talking to that one there, look. Sat. There you go. Hello. Live debut there from Matt.
Yes.
we'll tweet out his picture later on. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can. If you want, Ashley is on Ashley with a L-E-I-G-H, mm-hmm. underline Ashley with the
L-E-Y.
L-E-Y. Ashley. It'll pop up quite
Ashley
easy.
_Ashley.
Or you can find me at DJ Tony Sat, or you can go on to at Phoenix FM, all on Twitter, and use your hashtags for the Sunday Lunch Show, and you'll find us, and you'll find all the pictures that we're going to be putting up. Now, let's go back to the music, because what's the most embarrassing things that ever happened to you? I mean, everyone has something embarrassing. I mean, I was talking about Iggy Azalea earlier on. She fell off a stage. But do you fall on stage? Do you wear those big heels and kind of tutter around? Or
I don't. I have never fallen over, but I do remember Jazz Cafe, like, about 10 days ago. There was, like, massive stairs leading down to the stairs with, like, grates. So it's, like, death for anyone in heels.
yeah,
I was walking out, and I just remember thinking, oh my God, like, each step, taking it one step at a time, thinking, please don't let me fall. I've never actually fallen on stage. I think the most embarrassing thing, oh my God, the most embarrassing thing to happen.
So now OMG moments come up suddenly.
This happened like 2 days ago. This was at Portobello. This is like the flyover, and I was halfway through a song and I was getting all like emotional and like performing, and I looked down and realised that, like, my top was open. I had like a Richard and Judy moment.
Was that why the crowd was going,
boobs are hanging out.
Wild. All the men anyway go, hey.
Well, I just invited them all to come really close, and like, I realised that my tits were out.
Normally on it wouldn't be too bad, but the days of instant YouTube, you can actually photos of you suddenly appearing, you'd be going, oh no.
Mate, the event was filmed as well. We had like four cameras dotted around at different angles, and I was so embarrassed that I kind of had to talk.
But it's given me something to Google this afternoon. That's all I can say. I'll be looking at Ashley's frontage. Then we're talking about being filmed, because you were videos. I know you've done a few videos, because I've seen them. Very good as well.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the videos and how that works.
Well, I've, like, my work background is in film, so I do have a day job. like most artists, you know, this is kind of like my double life, but a lot of my energy goes into making my music videos, and I've produced every single one of them and done costume for some of them as well. And I've got an amazing mum who makes clothes, and she's made clothes for my music videos. And my partner, my boyfriend, Daniel, he's a cameraman, so he's directed Back to Me, which is the one that we shot up in Scotland.
Scotland, yeah.
Yeah, that was an amazing video.
It's a lovely part of Scotland. Whereabouts was that filmed?
That was in a place called Kinlochhue. We've got a really lovely friend who has some land out there and a few mountains and locks and
that's
whatnot.
Handy. I mean, not often you meet someone like that, is it? Hello, mate. You couldn't lend us her. I'm looking for a lock with a few mountains around it. I have one of those.
Well, yeah, very lucky to kind of have the opportunity to go up there and film. But a little story about that shoot is that halfway through, because we was on holiday, we was with like about 13 of us in the big house, and we was like, oh, we'll bring a camera, we'll just shoot a little video while we're up here. And halfway through the shoot, I broke my leg. So we were wakeboarding on like day three of being on holiday, and I broke my leg like an hour and a half from Inverness Hospital. And the next shooting day, so it was like, all right, so I've got a broken leg now, obviously can't walk anymore. So we've got that shot. If you check the video out, there's a shot of me lying down and like the ground moving up, and I had a broken leg for that. Wow. And big cape shot, I had a broken leg.
I mean, earlier on, nothing happened to you. Now since then, you've come loose in public, broken your leg.
Oh, it's all positive, isn't it? It's not. I try not to see things like that as massive dramas. It turned out in the end, it turned out to be, you know, it was very painful, but. When you're shooting a music video and when you're making music and you're doing something that you love, it's amazing how much the pain disappears, you know?
Yes.
So that's one. And we've got a new one coming out. Please, please, please check it out. Criminal Angel, the song that you just heard. This is a really conceptual track. We've got a guy, big, muscly, handsome man with wings on and
I didn't realise I was in it.
Oh, well, Tony, you know... I'm good like that. You're obviously Criminal Angels, the other side of you coming out.
If you can picture me now, can't you? The rippling muscles, the smooth black hair going all the way down my back. None of my head, just my back.
Oh, man. No, you could be one of the girls. We covered loads of girls in pain.
I'll just be a girl. I have to wear a wig now. Oh, well, I'll get my chest out as well. So, well, it's much fun, but there you go. Right, we're going to do another live track. What are you doing for your second... live track?
I think we'll do it's a track called Back to Me. So this is the music video that we shot in Scotland. This is an acoustic rendition, and yeah, again, another song that is, you know, it's quite a sad song, but hopefully you guys enjoy it. It's not too sad. But
okay, well, so take it away when you're ready, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about your songwriting. Ashley, here we go.
Thank you. From mouth to mouth, whispering, I blame the sound of thunder. Bittersweet, can almost touch the air. In between, I bleed from you, my sunshine. Back to me, back to me, back to me. Can almost touch the air. Back to me, back to me. I see you in the distance. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, whoa. From day to day, play the heartstrings. Step by step, you'll keep it moving. Back to me, the static on the airways. Sing to me, there's still so much to say. Back to me, back to me, back to me. Can almost touch the air. Back to me, back to me. Back to me, sing it, whoa, play
to time. You feel everything and cross the heart to keep it beating. Just for me, the faces in the crowd are whispering. Da do dwee do dwee, da do dwee do dwee. Back to me, back to me, back to me. Can almost touch the air. Back to me, back to me. I'll see you in the distance. Back to me, come back to me. I'll see you in the distance. Back to me. Heartstrings. You feel everything. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Back to me.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, and that'll be me. Let's have a quick look at that events guide.
Phoenix FM events guide.
Okay, we're looking at Saturday, 29th of November, because it's lighting up Brentwood time. Yeah, it's gone so quick, hasn't it, this year? Once again, Phoenix FM, ourselves will be hosting the town's biggest event, Lighting Up Brentwood, with presenters myself, Tony, and Mike Porter from Drive, where we will be comparing that main stage. Now, Joe Box will be in charge of this year's second stage, and that's outside Lot 104. We're going to have live music, street entertainers, stalls, much, much more, with a big switch on, of course, at 5 o'clock. And switching on the lights this year is going to be Postman Pat. I'm looking forward to talking to him and his cat, Jess, isn't it? Yeah, that's the one. There's a candlelit parade. There's so much going on. It's a fantastic day. And one of the biggest in Essex, I may tell you, switching on the lights at Brentwood's 29th of November.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Not looking too bad on the roads, but this is what's going on at the moment. Congestion-wise, Govies Lanes, Harold Wood and Whitelands Way, London. That's on the A12. A127, Ardley Green Road and Harold Wood. Minor incidents there, causing a little bit of a tailback. And last, High Road, Chadwell Heath. That is on the A118, where it meets the A124, Wood Lane, Beckentree Heath. Okay, incidents at the moment. Just the Gubbins Lane one is the only one that's causing any major problems, which is at Whitelands Way. That was 22 minutes ago, so there's quite a lot of backed up traffic there if you're heading towards Romford. That's your traffic to travel at 13:42.
The Beaches. Last few remaining apartments available with your own private patio. Call in and find out more. The Beaches, London Road, Brentwood.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, Ashley. I know, look, she's having a little tweet at the moment on her phone. Do you know, it takes me ages to do it because I just, you know, us blokes are no good with that. We can't, and then the time I've done it, spell check something and I send it. And I look and I think, I can't believe I just put that. And I have to kind of go in and try and edit it again because I've put something really bad on there. Like people go, what's this? Keys I can't spell or something. And because the new ones actually write the whole sentence for you, don't they?
I know, it's awful.
But there you go. Predictive text, whatever you call it. It's all fun and games, isn't it? Okay, let's talk about, we've just been playing some of your songs. Let's quickly go on to songwriting, because you write your own songs.
I do, yeah.
Talk us through how that works, because obviously you were telling us earlier on that so you've got a kind of dark side. The dark side.
The dark side.
It's like saying off Star Wars. And as you've Ashley's gone over to the dark side. So how do you write your music? Are you drawing off things that's happened to you? Do you write about, I mean, a lot of the girls come in and say, they write about their ex-boyfriends and things like, never go out with a girl songwriter. You've had it. Absolute no chance. If it gets famous, your name will just be, well, not your name, but they'll know who it is. Did you do things like that, or do you try and keep it fictional?
There's one track on the EP kind of relating to an ex, but predominantly, Tony, like, I'm a bit of a fantasist, and I love writing songs that kind of take you out of the real world and give you a dose of, you know, imagination. And I think our lives are all hard enough without, you know, always stressing about men.
So, I don't have that problem. But
I like to write songs that, you know, take you out of this world, and fantasies, like tracks on the EP like One Wish, and even Back to Me to a certain extent. You know, we talk about heartstrings, and we talk about it's creating an image and a world for you to get lost in for those 3-4 minutes of the song.
You know? Yeah, and do you play an instrument? How do you get to do the melody when you do these?
Well, I work with some amazing producers and musicians as well. So, like, a lot of the stuff that's on the EP is contributors produced songs that have sent to me and been like, Ash, we've got this track, you know. Can you write something for it? And I'm often really inspired by the music itself. And I'm learning piano at the moment, actually. So there are, you know, this next EP is going to be a lot more instrumentals written by myself as well. And working with people like Matt and, with John Ruffioso, it just kind of allows me to really express myself. I'm quite a pain to rehearse with, but you can ask Matt, because I have these amazing ideas for all these songs, but because I'm not trained musician, I can't say, oh, you know, it's the flat of that and the scale of that or whatever. So I just use some fantastic words to say that I want this bit to sound sparkly. And obviously,
that's very Essex, that was, wasn't it?
No, exactly.
Oh, wow, well, gel. That's very sparkly.
I want you to wamp that bass.
That sounded so wrong somehow. Oh, I'll tell you.
Exactly. So, we have a lot of fun with it, and it all comes from the heart, but at the same time, it all comes from the imagination, and it's all about kind of giving you a dose of unreality.
Yeah. What's the goal for the rest of the year or next year now for you?
Festivals. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have some festivals in the next year, but I'd also, you know, hopefully get some publishing. Touch wood, I'm saying this.
That's for Mike at that desk.
It's plastic. Dear. Is there any wood in here?
Just my head. That's how the only thing is wood in here.
So hopefully you guys might be hearing some of Ashley's music on TV, mm-hmm. or on, you know, a commercial. That's something that we're really working on at the moment. That's
talking about TV, X Factor at the moment. Is it something you'd go on?
I've actually auditioned for X Factor a few times, and I've always gotten to the round before the judges.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you'd like to be? You think it would be good for you?
I think it's a great platform, but I think it's
you'd be good on Big Band Week, wouldn't you?
Oh, mate, I'd love it. I'm not sure it's for me though. I don't know. I think I'm a bit too independent and maybe a bit too stubborn. Mm. And you know, one thing about shows like that is that they like to sort of take you in and put the magic on you and send you back out.
Basically, yeah.
And you know, I've grown into my own skin, and I know myself, and I love who I am.
Doing other genres is always hard, because everyone knows what they're capable of, and you sing the songs you like. Being put in something like an ABBA week, or, you know, it'd be quite tricky, I would have thought. What about the jungles coming up? Could you hack, you know, eating bugs and grubs, or is that a no-no?
I'd be like, get me out of here!
I'd be a wimp, I would.
I think I could deal with all the challenges. I'm not sure about eating things, though. Saying that, I'm a bit competitive. So, so if someone was to dare me to do something, I'd probably try it. I shouldn't say that on air. No dares, please.
Talk us through quickly before we wrap it up. You got let's see how people can get hold of you, because you've got a website, which is
ashleyashley.co.uk.
And you can find yourself on Facebook,
Ashley Ashley, on Twitter, Ashley_Ashley. But literally, if you guys hit up my website, you can find everything from there: YouTube, SoundCloud. You know, we have many, many platforms.
There's lots of there's lots of pictures, especially a lot of pictures, but you seem to be surrounded by lots of balloons. I stole one, I did. I thought I'd make a good one.
Did you like the busk? Because my mum made that busk that I was wearing.
I did.
It's for a project called Metal Man.
I was looking for the more recent photo of the gig you did where it was all out, but I just settled for the one with the balloons.
Hopefully that hasn't got, that's never going to see the light of day, she said. But no, yeah, there's loads of pictures. Like, I do that weird thing that we do all do sometimes. I don't know if you've probably done it yourself, of Googling myself and finding pictures from way back when I forgot that I
everyone
had
Googles
that haircut.
And if you don't Google yourself, you're a liar. I know you're out there Googling something. People are doing it right now. You have to, don't you, to see what comes up.
I know, really weird things have come up. It's actually quite funny. But, check me out on my website. And I love to chat. So if you guys want to, you know, ask any questions, or if any of you want to be nosy and find out more, then... Okay. definitely hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter.
It's been having a pleasure having you on here. I'm just, it's 13:49, we've got 10 minutes. Should we squeeze another live song in? Do you fancy doing another one?
I'll play you another song.
Yeah, play us another song.
I'll play, let's have a look at the EP. What have we got here? We've got this track called One Wish that would love a bit of live air.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's, should we go on that? Should we leave on One Wish? It's quite a hard, plug it's quite a dark song, guys.
I'll just keep doing, I'll tell you what I'll do a couple of adverts while you're doing that.
Dark Side.
Whether it's a new logo, website, mobile creative app, or marketing your business, our goal at GT Creative Studio is to provide you with a creative solution built to suit your needs and your budget. For over 10 years, we've specialised in web design and brand development and provided award-winning creative services to hundreds of local businesses. GT Creative Studio, High Street Brentwood, winners of Essex Digital Awards 2014. For a free consultation, call us on 01277 849 161 or check out our portfolio at gtcreativestudio.co.uk.
There are times in your life when you'll need a solicitor. Here at DPP Law, we can help you with criminal, family, mediation, personal injury, and mental health matters. Whatever you need help with, your solution starts with a phone call. Call DPP Law today on 0800 027 7870. DPP Law, Brentwood. We're on your doorstep and we're on your side.
Join me, Joe Box, every weekday morning for the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show in association with Northwood, the proper property people.
It's packed full of really intelligent features.
Bottom down, Joe.
Oh, I don't care about my bottom.
Okay, maybe not intelligent features. However, I could definitely guarantee there are great guests. Now joined in the studio by X Factor contestant Lauren Platt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say good morning to Barry Hearn. Good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Plus, every week I support a track I'm absolutely loving by making it my track of the week. So with all that, make sure you join me from 7 a.m.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
It was like I was doing it live then, wasn't it? Did you see that?
I did.
just miming. Well, Cheryl gets away with it. I'm sure I can do it just as well. Sorry, Cheryl, if you're listening. What's her name again? Vasanti Fasini.
Vasani Minacci.
That's it, yeah. I still thought it was Tweedy. It was the last one, wasn't it? Tweedy,
it
Cole.
Oh,
dear, I don't know. Well, listen, Ashley, it's been absolutely a pleasure having you on the show today. We're having
so
a good old giggle. We're
going
to go and do some photos in a sec. So I'm going to let you introduce your song. It's a production one. This is off the EP?
This is off the EP. This song's called One Wish, and this song speaks of that dark side that I mentioned. Big band, dark side. I hope this takes you away.
Ashley, hit that button.
Let's do it.
Is it playing yet? Oh, there you go. Live radio. You can't beat it when it's live.
Ever since I saw your face, transported from another place to me, here I came across your book of love. In my palm like hand of glove, and now I've let you in. Oh, take me back to wherever it is you came from. Give me a taste of whatever it is you're made of. I want to see, what's underneath. Cause I'm on to you. And love is war. I'll pitch my bow against the sword, and we will see who. 'cause I'm on to you. I love you.